Wisconsin is joining a multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration over relaxed safety guidelines at chemical plants.
The Environmental Protection Agency rolled back the Obama-era protections last year, calling them, quote, unnecessary regulatory burdens.
Some environmental groups are also suing the EPA over the rollback. That suit was filed after an explosion at a chemical plant in Texas that hurt 8 people and caused about 60,000 people to evacuate.
Josh Call is the Attorney General of Wisconsin. Attorney General Call, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
What are these chemical plant safety measures from the Trump administration that have you and some of your colleagues around the country concerned?
This is a rollback of protections that have been adopted under the prior administration that are designed to help keep our communities and our environment safe from hazardous accidents, from extreme accidents. And what the Trump administration has done is rolled back rules in a way that I think is unnecessary in a way that undermines safety. So just to give you a few examples, one of the things that this has done is gotten rid of a third-party compliance audit requirement. So instead of having third parties make sure that companies that have particularly hazardous and dangerous chemicals are complying with appropriate safety protocols, these rules would eliminate that. They would also get rid of a required analysis for potential safer technology and alternatives for certain facilities. And it would get rid of requirements that when there are significant accidents or near misses, that there's root cause analysis done so we can avoid similar accidents in the future.
When these guidelines were changed, EP Administrator Andrew Wheeler put out a statement. I'm going to quote from it a little bit here. Wheeler says, accident prevention is a top priority of the EPA, and this rule promotes improved coordination between chemical facilities and emergency responders, reduces unnecessary regulatory burdens, and addresses security risks associated with previous amendments to this rule. So getting rid of burdensome regulation while still improving coordination to keep people safe is the case the administration is making. What do you say to that?
That's just not accurate. I mean, what they've done is they have rolled back protections that were in place, and they've actually removed minimum frequency requirements for field exercises that can help agencies prepare for real-time emergencies, or help companies, rather, that are impacted by these rules. So what this is it's an effort to step back from protections for potential hazardous accidents for our communities. That's why I'm fighting against it, and we're taking the EPA to court to challenge that rule.
One other change here, companies don't have to provide the public with information about the chemicals they store on site. And the argument there is, hey, we don't want people, say terrorists, knowing what kind of hazardous chemicals might be at a site. Is this an important part of the change that you're looking to combat with this lawsuit?
Well, what these rules have done is undermine the ability of the public to know what kind of dangers that they face by living where they do, and potentially to call for appropriate action to respond to those dangers. Making sure that our public is informed about where there are dangerous chemicals is critical. Now, it's also true that those companies need to have effective security in place if they have chemicals that could be potentially subject to some sort of attack. But that's not inconsistent, in my view, with also making sure that the public is aware of the dangers that may be present.
How important an issue is this here in Wisconsin?
There are hundreds of facilities in Wisconsin that are subject to these requirements. And we have seen at a couple different places very serious, large-scale accidents resulting, one at the Didion facility and one in Superior. We need to make sure that we are taking appropriate steps to keep workplaces and communities safe from these types of accidents. So it's important here, and it's important around the country.
What is the timeline now on this lawsuit that you and some of your colleagues, attorneys general around the country, have filed?
It's always difficult to predict how long it's going to take a court action to unfold. We have filed a petition for review here, which is the beginning of the process for challenging these new rules. But I expect that the briefing process will play out over months, and it will likely be longer than that, many months, if not a few years, before we get a final determination.
Talking to Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call about two big issues in the news, actually, and I want to shift gears to another one now that you've been involved with. This has to do with sexual assault testing kits in Wisconsin. There's been a long-running controversy, a backlog that's largely cleared up now. A new bipartisan bill would aim to prevent future backlog of those kits, but it hasn't been scheduled for a hearing in the Assembly. Sort this out for us. What do you see going on here?
So soon after I took office, one of the things that we started working on was drafting legislation that's designed to prevent another backlog of untested sexual assault kits in Wisconsin, because when kits go untested, justice can be delayed for survivors of sexual assault, and somebody who's committed a serious offense can go without being caught and being held accountable for it. So we need to make sure that there is no backlog again. We have a multidisciplinary team, our Attorney General's Sexual Assault Response Team, which worked to develop legislation. We put together a proposal that had bipartisan authorship. It passed the state Senate on a voice vote, and it's got 56 co-sponsors in the Assembly, a majority of our state Assembly. But the Assembly Committee on Health has declined so far to hold a hearing, even though it was introduced now more than 8 months ago. We had been calling on the committee chair to hold a hearing, and just last week, a new bill was circulated that does not have this kind of bipartisan support and long background. And my concern with this new proposed legislation is that it's an effort to allow members of the state assembly to vote for legislation that appears to be doing something on this issue, when in fact, this is just their way of passing something that's not going to get passed in the state Senate and signed by the governor, and that we're ultimately not going to get something accomplished. So I've spoken out against this effort to derail important legislation, and I'm hopeful that the Assembly will change course and take up the legislation that's already passed the state Senate.
The committee chair of the Health Committee that you mentioned, Republican Joe Sanfilippo, has said, we don't really need a law to do this. We managed to work through this with the current authority in the Attorney General's office. So why do we need this particular legislation if that's the case?
Yeah, that misunderstands what this law is trying to do. We're trying to prevent another backlog in the future. It's true that over a period of years, the state was able to address the backlog that had existed. But we also need to make sure that there's never a backlog again, because if there is, it means more delay for survivors of sexual assault and delay in potentially prosecuting people who are offenders. This legislation can help prevent that kind of backlog, and that's why we need it as soon as we can get it in place, because any delays that are unnecessary and happening because we don't have this law in place are bad for our justice system.
Do you see, as things are, a risk of backlogs, even a backlog in testing these kits happening now?
I think there is a risk unless you have clear and consistent processes in place. You know, we didn't when this first this previous backlog developed, and having these rules would make very clear to agencies around the state when the kits need to be submitted. They would allow us to. They would have us collect certain data on an annual basis that would allow us to see if there's a backlog. And this is also going to send a clear message if this passes that Wisconsin is committed to preventing another backlog. So I'm still hopeful that the Assembly will take this up, given that it has majority support. But, you know, ultimately, the legislature will decide whether they're going to address this issue.
It's a short legislative session. As you know, any message to lawmakers to try to get this done in the limited time on hand?
Well, there were delays for survivors of sexual assault, in some cases for years, because of the backlog of untested sexual assault kits. Delays in getting justice for people. We've got legislation here that is strong legislation. It has strong bipartisan support. It's supported by the Chiefs of Police Association and the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault. We've had enough delay in waiting for this legislation to pass. It's time to get this passed and signed into law.
Attorney General Call, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Josh Call is Wisconsin's Attorney General. We talked with him today about his move to join a multi-state lawsuit against the EPA's rollback of safeguards from chemical accidents. And we looked at legislation here in the state to prevent backlogs of sexual assault test kits.